Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. So honored to be here with all of you magical, mystical beings today. I do want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome Sun Ra and the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13 for a feminine ancestral activation. We are activating ancient feminine wisdom today. We will be taking some live callers later, so press star 2 to raise your hand. And, of course, an activation will be happening later as well. So welcome home, star seeds and luminous light leaders and starlight messengers to this next phase of your spiritual awakening, a remembrance of your cosmic heritage. This is an invitation to form an alliance with your divine essence, merge with your sacred origin, and begin to experience a very grace-filled, fluid journey of healing, restoration, renewal, resurrection, and expansion. So welcome to this new moment on New Earth. Welcome to another powerful choice point in your ascension journey as you have the opportunity to explore new potentials and create your very own heaven on Earth and your very own paradise. This is a safe haven for you, a sacred space, a soulful sanctuary to feel a heart-light connection as you reunite with soul family here, and also for deep transformational and profound healing. This is a unity community to empower you and liberate you, and an alchemizing purification portal to really support you on your unique ascension journey. And I'm dedicated to walking hand-in-hand and heart-to-heart with all of you on this journey and on this adventure. I want to thank all of you for your beautiful messages in the last week since my dog Amelia's passing last Friday, a week ago. You really, really warmed my heart with your messages. And as some of you know, if you follow me on Facebook, that I rescued a new dog yesterday named Tiki. He is also a one-eyed wonder like Bodhi. So they are laying here asleep at my feet right now. So thank you all for supporting me this past week as I took some time off, and I'm happy to be back with you, and especially to welcome beautiful Sun Ra, my beautiful soul sister. So relax, breathe, open, and receive, everyone. I'm grateful that you found your way here to this sacred circle today. I do want to ask my favorite question. What is the best that could happen today? Please set a clear, empowered personal intention for what you wish to experience. My intention with our gathering is to be a clear and pure conduit and instrument of the divine in selfless service to allow for the greatest healing miracles to unfold for each and every one of us here and who will be listening to the replay. So today we're talking about feminine ancestral activations. This is all new information that has come through Sun Ra. What a wonderful time it is to be a woman on Earth right now. For women of all ages, races, gender preferences, religions, or spirituality, women are coming forward and honoring ourselves and each other so that all life on Earth can come into harmonious union again. We really are the leaders in loving life and its transformational process. We are now remembering to do this from our feminine ancestry as we let it emerge into our present-day reality. So let's support each other today in the wise, loving, exuberant force of light and love that we are. Today, we will awaken positive ancestral energies, bask in our true feminine vitality and exhilaration, trust our own deep wisdom and knowing, and enjoy a beautiful immersion in feminine essence. For those of you who are new to Sun Ra, she is a Lemurian high priestess, part of the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13. She offers channeled group and individual sessions with this Lemurian Priestess Circle. She's a member of the Grand Teton Guiding Council, a cosmic council that guides Earth and humanity on their evolutionary paths. She's also a certified hypnotherapist, and she's been doing spiritual healing work with clients for 30 years. Sun Ra works with star beings, ascended masters, angels, and councils of light throughout the cosmos. She is dedicated to helping us move forward on our spiritual paths and reestablishing paradise on earth in our new golden age. So I'm so grateful that she's here with us today. So please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and joy to Sanraz. I welcome her to the show. Welcome back, my beautiful sister.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here, as always.
I know. It's going to be potent. That was the word that came to mind as we were talking earlier. Potent with the priestesses. Potent with the priestesses. So let's talk about them. I believe it was about 10 years ago, wasn't it, that they came to you in a meditation, right?
Yeah, 2011, yes. Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, up until then, I had been doing healing work and channeling of the masters, and I loved it. I loved it, but I thought something's missing. You know, when is my feminine energy going to come through? And this meditation, it was like, well, here we are. We are mm-hmm. your priestess circle, and you are part of us. You're the only one that's embodied, but we want you to speak for us about Lemurian energy. And I, you know, it just opened my heart. It was like, I've come home now to my own heart. And that's how it still feels with the priestesses.
Mm-hmm.
So they started out talking about Lemurian energy, and they still do that. But now also they're bringing forth other energies, the cosmic energies, the feminine energies. So they're mm-hmm. responding to what is being needed on Earth.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those who are not familiar with Lemuria, I'd love for you to describe a little bit of this ancient civilization. Most people in a community like this are familiar, but just say a little bit about that so they know who these priestesses are and where they come from.
Sure. Sure. Well, Lemuria is an ancient civilization. Lemuria is paradise on earth, really, that we're bringing mm-hmm. back. But then when it was on the landmass, that is now in the South Pacific area. So some of the parts of that are still here, the Hawaiian Islands and the Easter Islands, some of those islands in the South Pacific. And it moves around. It was a huge landmass, so many of these islands, even into Indonesia. And so it existed pre-Atlantis and also with at the same time as Atlantis. And it was largely feminine, not that there weren't men and not that it was, you know, men were demeaned, but it was largely based on feminine values, and all beings then were honored. Harmony, beauty, love, light, working together mm-hmm. in community. Was
creativity.
Creativity, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this is how Lemuria was, if we're talking in linear terms, and it went under the water, so what's left is these islands I mentioned, and now it is reemerging. So the priestesses, you know, and let me back up, everybody that was on Lemuria is from the stars. Everybody that's on Earth is from the stars. And so we had much different energy of many different stars on Lemuria, which helped the Earth as well as humans to continue to move on their path. So now that we're here, that Lemurian energy, the encodements within, are emerging and awakening mm-hmm. and being activated, which is part of what we're doing today with the ancestral minds, because they mm-hmm. go for many of us all the way back to Lemuria.
Right. And I typically say this when you're here, because a lot of people end up asking, if they're listening to the show and a part of it, like, was I there? Was I a part of the, and yes, I never feel it's an accident for someone to be listening to a show like this. And then when they ask, you know, yes, I don't think that you would be here otherwise. We're listening to this.
Absolutely. If you are here, you are a Lemurian being. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am Shala Halahena. Which is, you know, you.
And well, I am
they brought, exactly. Never forget that from you that first time. So, that's part of sessions with you, is bringing through someone's Lemurian name. And it's such a beautiful thing when we chant it, You know, I've told you, like, if I'm chanting that I am Shalahalahena outside or whatever, it's like you can just feel that Lemurian energy, that love, that beauty, that bliss, that paradise on earth feeling. So anyway, thank you for that. And so now, as you said, like a lot of what they're bringing through is evolving based on what is going on the planet. So let's talk about the new moon today. I know you wanted to talk about that a little bit. What feels significant about the new moon?
Well, you know, the moon is the feminine energy, as we know. But the new moon then, and probably everybody on the call knows this too, but when we scheduled this call, we didn't plan to schedule it on the new moon. So it's like, all right, things are taken care of. So now that that happened, that new moon is new beginning. So here we are in this moving into our new beginning of ourselves. Of our each individual self and of collective feminine energy upon the planet. And the new moon brings that, its new beginnings. The other aspect that's really interesting about women's mysteries is this is also called the dark of the moon because we can't see the moon. So, and lots of times people say, well, it's dark, we can't see, we don't want dark, we want light all the time. In feminine mysteries, that darkness, I mean physical darkness, this is where seeds grow.
Mm-hmm.
The seeds of humanity grow in the depth and the rich darkness of our wombs, if we're women. Mm-hmm. Seeds that we plant on the earth, they grow deep in the earth, the darkness of the earth. So this is, I think, very auspicious. We are now moving into that depth of our being so that we can have these activations of our feminine ancestry and the clearing of what we don't want. So this dark of the moon is like, all right, we're in the depth of our own sacred womb, our own sacred chalice, our own sacred cauldron, if you like, because that's alchemical and creative. This is the feminine energies of transformation and creation. We are, Carrie, we are the feminine matrix upon which and within which creation happens.
Hmm.
And aren't we being that creation? We can say we're doing it, but really we're being that creation in the dark of our own inner moon where we are transforming and creating. So it's beautiful timing.
Good timing. I love new beginnings, and clearly that's happening here as I'm looking at my new doggy at my feet. You know, the closing of old chapters and opening of new ones, and perfect timing. And, you know, you were talking about before we went live how this whole topic and all the recordings and everything that have come along with the package you're offering, I mean, it's what came through that needed to be shared. So talk about why this is significant, why this feminine ancestral energy is different than other ancestral clearing energies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, I think a lot of us have probably done ancestral clearing and activations before, although I have been most familiar with the ancestral clearings, not so much the activations. So when I sat down to prepare for the show, I had something completely different I thought I was going to do. And it was like, no, we are working with feminine ancestral activation. I was like, oh, okay, great. So it's like, we're responding to what is needed upon the planet. So I just thought that was, you have to just go with the flow. You never really know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And then, also part of the feminine. The feminine is the flow. We can plan, but we must be open to going with what really is coming forth from within and from without. So as they brought this through, it was, oh, we are activating energies that are coming through the DNA, through the bloodlines. And this is a little different because it's new pathways that are being created. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same old, same old. Sometimes it might sound like that, okay, ancestral energy again, but we're doing this in a different way with different pathways that are being opened within and also that are being offered from without, because the inner and the outer flow together.
Mm-hmm.
So as we are doing that, then the priestesses, who are, yes, Lemurian priestesses, but they are also great photonic beings of light. So they are coming from cosmic energy and assisting us to move back to that cosmic energy that is without, yes, but also that is within. So we came here from the stars with this energy, this wisdom. We held the earth with it. We grew ourselves and we moved into forgetting that we were already whole. And now we are given these different pathways and different encodements that are going to help us awaken. Because I'm sure everybody on the show, and myself included, probably you as well, have noticed that sometimes it's hard to get to things that we need to either awaken or heal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we bury those things deeply.
Layers.
and more layers. Yeah.
So what I will be doing an activation here together, and then, of course, you've created more audios for people who want to explore the package. For the purpose of clearing, as you say, outdated beliefs, corrupted, imprinted beliefs and traumas in the feminine psyche and the physical body, but then beyond that, it's restoring, you know, the feminine essence. So it's a combination of clearing and then restoring. And they use the sacred sound to do this, the priestesses. So do you want to describe that for someone who has not heard you and your work when you're doing this kind of thing? Describe it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's always the energy with the encodements that is energetic and sacred geometrical, which comes into us. I mean, it's already actually started, but when we do the activation, it'll be more directed. So it's kind of like invisible, coded, sacred geometrical energy going into you. And then there's the words, so our thinking mind has something, and then there's the sounds. So the sounds are sometimes like songs, but they're waves, but they're also encoded with energy, and they're beams of energy that come in. And sometimes there's songs, like I said, sometimes they're like chants, and sometimes they're just sounds that sound very odd. They're like, it's like light language. I think a lot of people have heard of light language. So the sounds come through in such a way that it breaks barriers within you that are supposed to be broken. You know, I mean, we don't want barriers, but sometimes we have put our protection around some parts of us in a very strong way. And the sounds can help break through that in perfect divine timing and for your highest good. Nobody's forcing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the parts of us that we have put deep within us for safety until the right time has come to open that. So we are doing that. We're breaking down what needs to be broken down. And we are also moving through that part that has kept very important spiritual essences of our being and our service. That it's time now to awaken. Those sounds will come through that. So the sounds are sometimes pleasant and sometimes unpleasant and sometimes just a little odd sounding. But that's what they're for.
Right.
So,
yeah. The priestesses, I know, well, you work with all kinds of cosmic light beings. I mean, the priestesses are certainly what we're focusing on today. But what has been shared with you about what's happening on the planet right now, you know, after having this whole year with COVID and everything starting to shift and change, what kind of messages have you been receiving about New Earth, about timeline potentials, things like that?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you asked that, Carrie. for one thing, we are, again, using our transformational energy to move into the next level of our being. At least a great many of us are doing that. And Ascended Master Dwal Kul actually has shared with me that some timelines are actually closing. Now, we've heard this before, but the way he put it was like there are group timelines, and some of these timelines are actually closing down. And that means that the people in these timelines are either going to move into another timeline or they will not be staying here, because Earth will move forth no matter what, and humanity will move forth no matter what. So we want to do whatever is in the highest good for all that to happen. So we've already talked about the timelines coming together as one, but this, the way I heard it from DK, was a little different. Some timelines, like timelines of whole large groups of people or whole countries, they may be shutting those timelines down, which will mean, I don't know exactly. He didn't really say exactly what that would mean, but it's pretty profound if you think about it, which we don't like to do that much thinking, right? We need to trust and allow, because figuring out just stops the flow. But
right.
That tells me this is big. This is very big, what's happening. And there's everything now is multidimensionally coming into our bodies. So he's telling us so much new energy is coming in, which we know. But when I hear him say it, my whole body just kind of expands, because it's more than my thinking mind can really comprehend. And then energies are coming from the earth into our bodies and into our own grid systems. So there's this, it's like this swirling of energy of all kinds of different multidimensional energies that moves through our body, through our grid system. And so we have to clear out this energy that we have that's not of the one, so that we can take all this energy into our body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we can't, we have to, you know, we have to anchor the golden age in our bodies. So our bodies have to be ready.
Have you noticed just in the last couple of weeks, it seems like there are waves of this, you know, for me, I mean, it affects me, like I'll get really dizzy. And I don't know if that happens with you, but I know that there are all these plasma frequencies coming to the planet and all. I mean, it's just sometimes I literally get like I have to put my hand on a wall or something, like, whoa, it's what is that all about?
Well, that's the energies in our bodies adjusting. The same thing has happened to me. Sometimes I'll find myself like I can't exist in space the way I used to. The other day, I literally did like fall into my chair.
Yeah.
My husband was like, "Are you okay?"
Just need to sit down. Yeah.
We are adjusting. I mean, the words are not doing this justice. We are adjusting on a cellular level and an atomic level and through our DNA. With the ancestral energies we're doing, we're bringing back also the adjusting in our blood flow. Now, women have our regular blood, but if you're still of that age, you're also having your menstrual blood. And so this will be so helpful now for women that are able to do this, to bleed on the earth.
Interesting.
Their menstrual blood on the earth. I was at my, I made a feminine medicine wheel just outside our property because we have public land all around us. And I'm doing it for an event that I'm having, but I visit it and, you know, what do you need now? How can we activate? And I saw that very clearly. Anyone who can have your blood go into the earth, because it's nourishing the earth. And our blood is further awakening. You know, that menstrual blood, that's the blood that is used or can be used to nourish and grow babies. It's the blood that nourishes life. It's the blood that holds our wisdom and our wisdom of all time. So if we can use that blood as a gift to the earth, then the awakened blood is assisting. And then there's the energy of the earth that comes within us. It's kind of mind-boggling, but that's why these are called feminine mysteries.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of information encoded in, I would imagine, anyone listening and participating in this this show today who have mystery school knowledge, mystery school memories, and that are intended to be activated at this time. And that's part of one of the pre-recorded sessions that you did include that. Remember, I told you before we went live, I was really drawn to that, activating and purifying the mystery school lineages, you know, Egypt, Asia, yeah. Avalon. That feels really potent, you know, to bring back and activate that. You know, so that we're all bringing through all of these frequencies that we're here to bring through. Part of me just had this feeling, Sun Ra, that if someone's new to this kind of work, but yet they still feel called, like, I'm going to listen to that. But then they're listening and they're like, what are they talking about? <You know? laughs> So I'm sorry if anyone's feeling that way. But you were called to this for a reason, and I don't know why I'm saying that. I just feel like there's somebody or some people listening or who will listen that may be unsure as to why they're here or why they were called to listen. But to me, it just means that you have so much cosmic, eternal knowledge and healing wisdom that is intended to be rebirthed and activated at this time for the planet, for this new Earth paradise. So what can you say to that?
Yes, good. First of all, I want to thanks for bringing that up and recognizing that there may be some people that need some extra explanation. The thing is, if we are in our feminine flow, then we can understand things a certain way. But at the same time, we are moving beyond our thinking mind. We have been inundated with thinking, especially in the Western world. And I can't remember who said it, but, you know, eons ago, I think, therefore, I am a philosopher. Clearly a very linear male energy. And we are moving beyond that. I am, therefore I am. So that means, if you don't understand everything with your thinking mind, what we're doing and being and allowing and awakening to is beyond that. We have been giving our thinking mind a lot of power, and now we need to give our intuition, our comprehension on higher levels, a lot of power. So if your thinking mind is feeling confused about what's being said, then I ask that you open. Just expand yourself, pretend like you're a balloon, if you might, and then move into the more expansive, expanded places there, the higher places, and say, okay, I don't get it with my thinking mind, but I'm going to feel this. And that's what women do. We feel this. So we don't have to start the activation, but can we sit for a minute, Carrie, and just feel this? Information.
Absolutely.
That is encoded, and trust ourselves, our own deep wisdom and knowing. My thinking mind doesn't get it. That's not where it's supposed to be comprehended. I'm expanding for a minute. I'm being with, I am feeling this energy. I am feeling myself. I am feeling my own feminine force coming alive within me. I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Fluidly feeling.
Fluidly feeling, because we cannot operate any longer in this only linear existence. We can't do it. And that's what our body is responding to. Our third dimensional body is now able to hold more light and more energy than is physically possible. Okay, now, this is not a linear concept.
Exactly.
And this is what Dwal Kul has said to me, you know, and the priestesses are like, well, yes, of course. So it's like, we are able now to hold more light and energy. We're able to be multidimensional, even though this isn't physically possible. It is in our new way of being. And we can't comprehend that with our thinking mind. So we have to comprehend it from our depth and our knowing, our intuition, our I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just looking at some of the sessions that you created for the package, and I know the dolphin and whale wisdom come into one of them, and I can appreciate that so much because for me, when I connect with the dolphins and the whales, I mean, that is fluid right there. It's and all the lately also all this, there are these diamond these collectives, these diamond rainbow collectives, there are these diamond water collectives that are here to support us that have been coming in and meditations and things like that. And it all just supports this fluid expansion, you know, for us. So anything you want to share about, you know, I know, and we'll talk about your package in a little bit, but how activating that whale and dolphin wisdom, you know, or the Lemurian energies, the Atlantis energies, how can that be helpful from your perspective?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, there's ancient wisdom of how to live on Earth and the cosmos and live together in harmony. That is very important. That happened in Atlantis and Lemuria, happened in the stars. It happened in many of the other mystery schools, in Avalon, okay, and these mystery schools, you know, we have Tibet as well, the Druid energies, in the Christian energies of the mystical Christian energies. Mm-hmm. So, as well as the ancient traditions of the actual civilizations. So, what's happening is, and what has happened and what's happening, because it's all coming together as one, is that these energies help us because it helps us to come into the fullness of who we are. We have so much within us, and I'm actually seeing in the group, you know, we're starting to awaken right now with the energies that are coming forth, because we can no longer just be one, in one line, in one part of us. We can't only be linear. So that means we're awakening that wisdom. Now that wisdom does a lot for us, the wisdom of all that is. And that wisdom awakens so that we can be full and whole. How many people feel sometimes I'm pegged in a box? I'm in a job I don't like. I don't know how to get out of it. I can't make my family understand me because I know I'm a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And I know there's something within me. I feel it, but I don't know how to get there. I don't know how to find it. I don't know how to awaken it. I don't know what to do with it. So what's happening is these energies are already within you. And as they awaken, then you become more fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
You become more whole,
right.
More like, oh, that part that I've been looking for is within me, and now it's starting to awaken with the encodements, the energetic and sound encodements. So there is a fulfillment of your, not only your soul purpose, but your monad purpose, which is the same as your I am presence. You're becoming fulfilled with what you came to do. And you came from the stars with these energies to Earth. And you lived with them for some time. Then when we went into the separation, or the duality, as some people say, then some of them felt like they were lost. I think in reality, nothing is lost. It's just moved into a place where it can open again.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that essence of, oh, this is who I am. This is by my presence, by my very presence, this is what I emanate. And so that means the rest of you that you've known about but haven't known how to find is starting to come awake and alive for your own movement on your path, your own realization, and I'll say it again, your own fulfillment into that group fulfillment of humanity,
mm-hmm.
of your Lemurian self, of Atlantis, of the stars, of the tribal energies, bringing forth the whales and dolphins, because many of us have human energy and whale and dolphin energy all together. There's shape-shifting energy. We are not only one thing. We are all things, and we will express what is needed. So this makes us feel more happy and joyful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it helps us to embody that potential of living paradise on this new earth, and not just thinking about it or using those words, but really embodying that, like, wow, this is really a potential. We are going to take some live callers. Press *2 to raise your hand. Or if you're in our webcast, you can send us some questions if you have them. Linda from Scottsdale, I just said, thank you for nourishing my soul today. I cried the first time that I heard San Ra sing the Latina. Ah, me too. I know deeply the divine harmony that was present on Lemuria, yet I wonder if I will ever be able to resurrect it in my present reality. The energies are so difficult to integrate. What can you share with Linda on that?
Linda, thank you for that. You are not alone in that. First of all, by acknowledging it is one thing, because already that awakens some part of you. Second of all, stop trying. We can no longer try. This is not the new paradigm. You know, we say, well, I'm working really hard at this. I'm trying really hard. Stop trying. Move into our feminine energy and say, I am allowing myself to awaken further. Now, feel that, Linda and everyone. I am allowing myself to awaken further. It's completely different. When you're trying, you're constricted. But when you're allowing, you are open and you are more trusting and there is more flow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And there is surrender. Now, you're not surrendering to what you're saying, the challenging energies. No, you're not doing that. You're surrendering to your own I am presence. And if you're not familiar with that word, you're surrendering to your own highest divine presence, which is within you. We all have that. So I'm not surrendering to this difficult situation. I'm surrendering to the great and deep divinity of my own being and of all that is.
Yeah, thank you, Linda, for that.
Yes. So be with that. And that's it, be with that. Let any doing come out of the being.
Yes. The words fluid, allow, surrender, and these are all the feminine energies that we're here to embody more and more of. Someone asked a beautiful question about the monad. When people talk about soul fragments coming home, is that our monad and our soul fragments, or what can you share on the monad?
Okay. So this is confusing, I know. There's the soul, there's your soul level, which holds our karma and our life purpose lessons. Then above, now I'm saying higher in frequency, is our monad or our I am presence. And when we first came to Earth, we just had the monad. We did not have a soul yet. You may have had souls on other, lifetimes previous to Earth, but I'm not talking about that right now. When you came here, you brought your monad. Now, your monad holds everything that you ever are or were. So, and then you made a soul, which lets you go through other lifetimes. Then all of those soul memories and life purpose are with you. So there are soul fragments that come together with the soul. And then there are other energies of the monad that you bring forth as well into any existence. You cannot have a physical body without having your monad and then having your soul be created and then moving into the body. It's like there's these gateways that you have to move through. So you can't have a physical body without the soul or without the monad.
She was asking if, she said, I've heard that there are 144 souls in every monad, mm-hmm. and it sounds mm-hmm. like that they are individual souls. Can you comment on
yes.
that?
Mm, yes. Uh-huh. That's true. That's true. And it's even confusing for me, honestly, to try and break it down. But yes, yeah. that is true. So we're all part of a... some people call this a soul family, but mm-hmm. I think also that's used in a different way. So, yes, 144 souls are, yes, part of you as is part of the monad. And then there are many different monads because we each have our own monad, but we all hold that energy of the 144 soul fragments. And they exist here on Earth, but also in all different dimensions, realms, and other realities. Mm-hmm. And... as the timelines then are breaking down, that's allowing us to come together with all of those soul energies so that our souls and monads are, again, functioning more on the whole as we are within our bodies. But let me say that the I Am presence of your own being is also your own divine spark. So... you don't have to feel like you need to understand all of this. Again, that's linear. You can feel it and be with it and allow the flow of all your soul fragments and your own I Am presence to be as one within the whole of all that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that's a big topic, but thank you for commenting on it. And it feels to me, I mean, doing these... gatherings, you know, so often with people who are so devoted to creating New Earth, that what we're really doing, and all of the beautiful healers like yourself, it's all for the intention of clearing the vessel to create space for more and more and more of our soul fragments, our gifts, all of those things to come alive, because they can't do that when there's all this density in any of the energy bodies, the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, you know, our thoughts, our beliefs, that has to be cleared out in order for us to activate and ignite all these other frequencies and energies that can benefit us here and now. So, and that's what you do. I mean, everybody does it in a very unique way. And do you know what we're going to be doing precisely, like with the activation today, or are you just going to flow into it? Or?
Well, that's a perfect example of not thinking about because
yeah.
truly when these things come, I prepare myself to be able to bring them through, but I never really know what's going to happen.
Yeah, a pure fluid open vessel. Let me, before we do any of that, let me take some live callers. And again, it's press star 2 to raise your hand. And if you could just let us know your name and what your question is, that would be beautiful. So, okay, first caller, it's area code 250. Let's see. 25, for some reason, there it goes. You're live, 250.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Sun Ra. My name is Sherry, and Carrie, I'm sending you so much love and support.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Sherry. Yeah. I'm happy to be back. thank you.
Me too. I'm happy you're back, but I know how it's hard. So,
well, new beginnings today. They started yesterday, so I'm grateful for that. And you know, as I've shared, anytime we're feeling grief, I've learned that just helping others and being of service and opening our hearts and loving again is the that's where the alchemy happens. So I'm there.
you are, and it's perfect. It's listening, and today, and even this whole conversation, I'm very grateful. It's really speaking to a deeper level within me, because not everybody talks about it, right? About all of the feelings inside that are awakening. And no, my mind has a hard time grasping a lot of it. So thank you. I appreciate both of you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Were you feeling any specific question that you wanted to ask Sun Ra?
Well, lots of questions, but what's really coming up is this ancestral, within my family, there has been a lot of female repression, and I feel I'm carrying it to heal it. I'm just wondering if there's any messages from the priestesses about what I'm to do with that.
Beloved heart, allow your own self to awaken to the essence of that, which is you, beloved heart. For as you are focusing on your own ancestral line and the female and suppression, as you are waking up into your own female freedom and liberation, beloved heart, and that allows for the energy you have been carrying, that you have been holding to no longer need to be a part of you as it is liberated into the light, into loving energy. Allow your being, beloved heart, to simply expand. Do not think about it. Do not try and figure it out, beloved heart. You cannot. But you can expand into your own wondrous, creative, feminine force of light. And as that expands within your own heart and within your own sacral center, your great feminine chalice of light, then in that expansion, much is then relieved, transmuted, dissolved, released. So, beloved heart, live from the truth of your being in this present moment with the intention of clearing that ancestral line backwards and forward with no effort, beloved heart. Do this with your intention, in your meditation, in your dream state. Simply allow, be, and awaken with your own wonder and beauty. Our deepest love to you, beloved heart.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry. That was so fluid. I was just feeling the energy. I don't even know what you said. Sandra, it was
you. I'm gonna have to re-listen to it.
Right.
Beautiful. I'm just like, wow. I didn't want to cry. So thank you so much.
Thank
I will
you,
definitely
Sherry.
Re-listen. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So much love to both of you.
And to you too, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
And Sandra, I meant no disrespect when I said that. I just,
of course you did.
You know,
that's a perfect example. Just let go and feel. And Sherry, so tears, it's like, doesn't that open something in you? Just that feeling.
Exactly. And what a profound gift that is for your ancestral line, for, you know, your family. Everything that we're all doing is so powerfully beneficial and supportive, so for the whole. So, Sherry, thank you. Sun Ra, thank you. Okay, let me go to our next caller, and I'm going to go to area code 920.
Hi, Carrie. And this is Linda. And
hi,
you
Linda.
Have my supreme comfort and sympathy.
What you're going through
is very, very difficult. I've lost many animals, and every time I do, I feel like crushed inside. You have no idea.
Thank you.
It takes so long to recover from that kind of a loss. And the interesting thing that I think you'll like is if you really sit down and just meditate for a minute, you will feel their presence.
Mm-hmm.
I actually felt the dog that I had to put down because he bit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt the dog jump up on the couch with me and then snuggle with me. It was so wonderful to feel that. And another one, too, pressed against my side, and I knew she was there. So that's just something that they don't ever leave you. They're always
Thank
with
you, Bonnie.
You.
I appreciate that.
This
I feel
Linda.
Your heart. I feel
this
that.
Is Linda.
Thank you.
This is Linda, not
okay.
Bonnie. This
okay.
is the other Bonnie. This is Linda Bonnie.
Okay, it said Bonnie on the collar thing here, but
I really don't have a real question. Whatever wants to come through, I'd be more than willing to receive because I've had a very rough week, and my healing work was really hard to take yesterday because I didn't feel like I touched the person the way that was as beneficial as it could have been.
They love a heart, Linda. Let us remember, beloved heart, we can offer, and it is then, shall we say, the responsibility of the one, the client, the patient, the one that is there to have healing. It is their responsibility to receive the energy. And if they do not or cannot, then you have done your best. As we are seeing the situation, beloved heart, you offered all that you could, and your client, shall we say, took in all that she could, and it is still moving around within her, for she must be able to feel worthy. As we all must, you see, beloved heart, of taking in the deep love that you have to offer. So please allow, you know that you did the best that you could. And if you do not know this, beloved heart, let us say to you, you did the best that you could in your offering. And then you give that up to the person that wants the healing. And you just hold them in loving energy, and they will bring that in their own perfect timing. Or they will not. But you see, each person must affect their own healing, beloved heart. Yes, we are helping, we offer, we give, but it is their responsibility to do the healing within. So please, please allow yourself to know, I always do the best that I can, and now I am letting this go, for nothing is wrong with me. I could not have done more. And I am holding this person in my heart without taking on any energy of that person, but wishing them the very best. And please, Linda, wish yourself the very best and release yourself from any fault. Release yourself from anything that says, I am not good enough. Rise above this and hold yourself in your own heart as we hold you in our shared heart.
Mm-hmm.
Our deepest love to you, beloved heart.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I needed that. I appreciate it very much.
Lots of love to you, Linda.
Thank you. Lots of love to you too, Carrie.
Thank you. Okay, Sanra, that was beautiful. What I'd like to do now, because we have an activation to get to, and fluidly experience, no rush. Okay, let's talk about the beautiful offerings that are an extension of what we're talking about here today. You have two offers. They can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace link at the top, and you will see Sanra's beautiful smiling face. Click on her picture, and you will see these offerings. Special offer A is the Feminine Ancestral Activations and Clearings. These are 3 1-hour pre-recorded sessions. These are entirely brand new that were created for this show and for this topic. So, Sanra, do you want to share what you created in that offer A?
Yes. I am so excited about this, really, Carrie, because this is it's the words really can't describe it very well, but if we're focusing on our ancestral minds, we're moving beyond time and space, and we talk about this a lot, you know, but it's sometimes it's kind of mental. And so this helps us to be able to really experience that, focusing on the soul purpose of the ancestral line. Feel that. It's not just your purpose or my purpose. It's the purpose of the whole ancestral line. So that means we are activating fully or more fully that purpose to come through you. And if and when appropriate, you seek to move through you to any children that you may have. Now, we're activating. Often we just want to clear these ancestral lines. You know, I'm holding too much energy. I want to get this out of me, right? We often feel this way. So, yes, we're doing that in this package. But in session one, we're activating that energy of what is the sole purpose of my family line. And then we're clearing anything that's in the way. And you're doing that through the bloodline, through the DNA, through the ovaries, and then there was a little rebirthing in there. So we are activating and releasing anything that's in the way, but we're not thinking about it. We're placing ourselves in that role and just being that and releasing what we don't need. Mm-hmm. So that happens in session one. And as we're moving beyond time and space, that's where the healing occurs. And remember, as we're doing this, you're healing yourself in this moment. You're awakening, you're activating, you're releasing. That goes backwards. We actually move beyond time, so it goes back through your whole ancestral line and clears it. And then it goes forward if there's any children or children to be. So it's in the present moment, it's affecting the past and the future. So that's a mystery. Now, did you want to say something?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Then in the next session, then we go into purifying the mystery school lineages, okay, which is really interesting because so much of those lineages, and this, again, is of the feminine. Now, it's true. We say that's what this is. But who knows what's in the highest good of people? You could go into something that is also in the patriarchal line of your family. But the original intention is the feminine. But we can't limit it. If that's what you need from this, that's what you'll get. So these then, that because in our blood energy and in our DNA is, if you have been in these lineages of Egypt, that is passed down. If you've been in Asia, that is passed down. And Kuan Yin is so present in this moment with these Asian lineages, and the other lady masters are present, but Kuan Yin just came in so strongly when I said the word Asia. And then Tibet, which I feel so connected with. Now we hear about the Tibetan monks and nuns, but there is so much beyond that that I don't have intellectual information about, but that I feel. Even the origin of the Tibetan energies before it was even what we kind of know it as it is now. So these lineages are coming through. The Druid and Avalon energies. So we are able to, in this feminine lines, passed down from mother to daughter to daughter to daughter, or even it's passed from a priestess to a student, which may be a daughter or a sister or a cousin or a niece. A lot of that happened, but it doesn't have to be. So we're clearing that bloodline back to the beginning of these lineages, which originate in the stars.
potent and powerful. Yeah.
And then also the mystical Christianity, and then and then in number two, there's that feminine collective throat chakra clearing. That was very powerful. Because remember, when we clear the throat is used to express. So it can be in words, but it can also be in drawing or in writing or in movement, any way that you can express yourself that's words or not words, also is in this throat chakra. So we are helping to clear that feminine expression in whatever way it unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very. And then the last one, activating and purifying the spiritual traditions. So we have the mystery schools that have passed down, and then the spiritual traditions, Lemuria, Atlantis, because these are the most ancient ones, then the star nations, which are all over the world with our tribal energies, and the star energies, which also will come to the tribal energies, and then the whale and dolphin wisdom has come through, because we're so connected with them, especially now that they've been bringing forth their energy. So we're not only purifying, we have had to purify to some degree to get to even bring something like this through. But then there's the activation. So you have encodements within you, in your blood, in your DNA, in your chakras, in your ovaries, in all different parts of you that have been waiting for the right time. And now this new energy, these new encodements are responding, because we're seeing from the star energies, the photonic realms, all the diamond realms that you talked about, Carrie, mm-hmm. to the Lemurian energy and the priestesses. So we're saying, oh, we can now feel or see these energies in humanity beginning to spark. And so we are bringing through the appropriate encodements so they can be activated. And then what's in the way can be released, dissolved, transmuted.
Mm-hmm. Now's the time.
Now's the time. I got a lot out of it when it came through. I was like, wow, this is wonderful.
Well, and it's going to be unique for each individual, you know, what encodements are mm-hmm. ready to be activated for each individual. And so thank you for creating those. Like I said, they are brand new came through for this show and this topic. And then offer B is all of that plus a private session with you, an individual ancestral clearing session with you and the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13, and a host of other light beings, as it says here, to clear the cords of the ancestral line, that you're holding in yourself. The beliefs,
and
the emotional energies. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you. I wanted to
go right ahead.
Holding in yourself, because we hold so much energy in ourselves. I mean, it's amazing how we can function at all. Honestly, we hold so much energy that's not ours, or that's somehow corrupted, or that's untrue beliefs about ourselves. So, and cells of our ancestors. I work a lot with, let's release, you know, your Aunt Agnes, because she's somehow in you and you need to give her energy back to her, and you need to release energy she's holding to bring it back to you. So, and that could happen, you know, with hundreds of your different ancestral relatives, especially in the feminine line, because how much has been passed down through that of the abuse of women, of the repression of women, you know, of all the things that have happened. So these things need to go. So by freeing you and by freeing whatever, Aunt Agnes or whoever it is, and you are free, you know, we are, it's liberation.
Yeah.
By releasing that which we're holding in ourselves of another person, not to mention the beliefs and the emotional energies and the thought forms that have crystallized. You were just getting to read to that part. So
mm-hmm.
this is dissolved, released. It's so important.
Well, and like you said, the last sentence here, you'll be amazed at how much lighter you'll feel after, you know, an ancestral yeah. clearing session. So let's do some of that. Yeah.
And I haven't offered this particular session before.
I noticed that. I was going to say, yeah, it is
I've
unique.
I've done clearings before, but this
right.
is quite unique to this, and so it'll be much more focused, but yet easy and graceful. Again, there's no trying.
Well, thank you for that. I'm excited to see who feels ready for that. And so what we're going to do today as a group is kind of an expansion on what we've discussed on this and an activation, I guess, for whatever is ready to be activated. And so we can start feeling lighter and lighter and lighter. And so I'm going to let you take it away, and let's move into the activation, whatever that's going to be.
Whatever that's going to be.
Right.
But it will be this feminine immersion, and it will be an activation, and it will be helping us to feel really alive as women, as the women we are. So I'm going to do the latte now, so if you have heard it, you can sing along, and if you haven't, you can enjoy it. And there will be other energies that will come through. So we will trust, we will open, we will surrender, we will have the courage to just be who we are in our own sacred feminine energy.
Okay, thank you.
So let's everybody just take a breath. Just breathe. Just breathe. Let everything else go. Let your thinking mind be quiet. And let your bodies just kind of settle in. So you can almost feel yourself like sinking into yourself as you are feeling that breath. We're feeling the rise and fall of the shoulders as the breath moves in and out. We're feeling that expansion of the abdomen as you breathe in deeply all the way down through that second chakra, that lower abdomen. And then you're breathing out. So you're releasing any energy on the breath that has kept you tight. Your thinking mind is quiet as you're breathing in again. Beautiful energy moving in through your nose and down your throat. So your throat is loosening. You're feeling the rise and fall of your chest. You're feeling the expansion of your ribs and your whole diaphragm, and then you're letting that go with the breath. And you're breathing all the way down into that feminine sacred energy of the second chakra, of the sacred chalice. And you're just filling yourself with this feminine. And then you're just breathing out and letting go. Moving deeper and deeper within for the highest good of who you are. Latte na, latte na, latte na. Latte na, latte na, latte na. Latte na, latte na, latte na. Latte na, latte na, na. Latte na, latte na, latte na. Latte na, latte na, latte na. Latte na, latte na, latte na, na. Latte na, latte na, na. Latte na, latte na, latte na. Latte na, latte na, latte na. Latte na, latte na, latte na, na. Latte na, latte na, na. Latte na, latte na, latte na. Latte na, latte na, latte na.
For your highest good, to reach that which wishes to be activated within your being, within your blood, beloved hearts, into the crystalline energies of that blood. We have broken through those energies that are in, that are saved in your Memorian light packets and many other civilizations and star beings that you hold within your chakras, beloved heart. We have broken through. And there will be more of that, you see. These are encodements that are specifically brought back to break through the safety barriers to assist you in expressing all that is in the highest good of your being for your own highest good, beloved heart, and that assists all of humanity through the feminine energies. Allowing now in the second chakra, beloved heart, in your sacred womb, in your ovaries, whether you have them physically or not, we are moving through more deeply into the energies that wish to come forth, that are beginning to emerge. And we are allowing for these sacral, ancestral, and coded energies now to be met, to be connected with the sacred geometrical energies that we are bringing from our own shared heart and from the star energies that each one of us represent and bring through to you, to your own star energies, beloved hearts. Feel now open, trust yourself, beloved heart, and allow for these energies to penetrate through you, to awaken and connect with beloved hearts. As you would hold the hand of another, as your fingers might intertwine, do you see? Even as you would have a sacred, deep kiss of loving energy, feel the energies now awaken within you. As you would bring yourself together in a hug with another, then there's a shared energies of the chakras and these codes connecting together. For your codes, beloved hearts, some of them are complete, you see, and are awakening, but some come forth to connect with codes of another, to have a complete line, a complete immersion in this energy. As we connect through our hearts in this way now, be aware that as you connect with other people that you know in this moment, or perhaps that you do not yet know, beloved hearts, that you are bringing forth your part of the ancestral energies. For the ancestral energies within you and with your patrilineal line that are incomplete then become complete by doing just what we are doing now, by being ourselves now. And as you perhaps connect with another family member, then as you do this, even if you do not touch, but in the sharing, do you see, of your energies, consciously or unconsciously, then you are also bringing a completion to energies that need to be expressed now, simply with your presence, beloved hearts, and with your intention. Even now as we speak, we are bringing energies together of your own matrilineal ancestral lines. Now broken through from that compartment in which it was held. Feel your body. Feel each one of you, your bodies now awakening with the explosions of light of your own ancestral activation, which goes back through the Mystery Schools, which goes back through Lemuria, through Atlantis, which goes back into the star energies. It comes now from the earth, and your activations that also go into the earth as well, as is appropriate and the highest good for each and every one of you. This is a group initiation, a group activation that allows for the awakening of the feminine energies through the grid system of collective humanity, beloved hearts. Feel this, beloved hearts. Be with this. Allow. We are in a moment of silence. Allow. Beloved hearts, now we are with each and every one of you. We surround each and every one of you, and we surround this group that has allowed for many of the ancestral feminine encodements that has come from the stars to move through each and every one of the civilizations and spiritual paths that you have been upon to purify, to activate, and to uplift. Shina, 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 la 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 la. You have allowed, beloved hearts, for great awakening in your own feminine lineage. You have allowed for those in the past of your lineage to be liberated from their pain and suffering that they have endured. You have allowed for the activation of the great joyful energy, of the great empowered energy to be beyond time and space, so that the past and the present and the future are now at one in peace. So the blood lineage, the energy of the DNA, the emotional energy passed down generation to generation is uplifted, beloved heart. You have and continue to assist that illumination, that awakening, that remembrance of all in your matrilineal heritage to come alive again in this ignition of the knowing of the essence of that which you are as one together. You are the way. As these encodements, these activating energy, these purification energies be with you now, they continue to be with you. They continue to work within you as you allow them, as you receive them, as you, beloved hearts, receive yourself. Then you again become the very presence of all that you are, in safety, in harmony, in beauty, an empowered feminine essence of love and light, in the transformational creative matrix upon which you all are and which you continue to activate and stimulate for the highest good of all that is on earth, within humanity, and into the cosmos. We are one, beloved hearts, and the deep gratitude of all of those upon the planet, beyond the planet, is with you. That deep gratitude for your infinite liberation and great heart expanding energy. Feel this gratitude, beloved heart. Move into that realization of the great light and love, infinite energy that you each are and that you collectively are. Ahawana Mesha Kala. Namaste, beloved heart.
Thank you. There were quite a few things that stood out there that felt potent, which was the word that came through strongly, and it was a liberation of our lineage, and these star energy encodements. That was powerful, Sun Ra, because I don't know how everyone experienced that, and you're welcome to write in and let us know. How did that feel to you, Sun Ra?
I'm here. I'm coming back. It felt like the energy that I always feel frustration of that I can't put into words, that's what it felt like. It felt like that's it. I wish I had words for that, but I don't know that there are words for that. But it's like that's it. So it is beyond. It's our feeling. Like we were saying, it's beyond our mind comprehension and sometimes even beyond our intuition comprehension. It's just that feeling. This is it.
Yeah, there were some explosions of light, though. His activations. And there was also a part that it was a completion. There were some completion energies that allowed for this liberation, this freedom, this liberation of the lineage. So I'll have to listen to that again, too.
Yes, because I was really deep into that, and I don't really remember all those things you're saying. So I'm very happy that you could stay enough in your thinking mind that you could remember this.
Well, in some ways I have to a little bit just to organize everything going here on here.
Sure.
But so I'm kind of fluid but focused and present at the same time. So it's an interesting role. But,
it is. I honor you for it, Carrie.
Thank you. Exactly, Lacey. This, Lacey said, "Wow, I'm not sure if I'm on this planet right now. Such a deep trance state." Thank you, Sandra. Yeah, a little bit of that dizziness happened for me too.
Okay. So
Sherry
said, "Do people need to be grounded?" Maybe
I don't
after
know.
We talk, it'll be okay. But we might want to do a very short grounding when you're done with taking the messages, Carrie.
Yeah, I'm just reading a few that came in. To new beginnings, wow, powerful. And then, wow, I don't have to live their lives of oppression anymore. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Cynthia said, felt refined, grounded, relaxed, attuned to truth. Thanks, Cynthia.
Nice.
So Lacey, I'm not sure if you're feeling a little bit more grounded yet. but let's go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and do a little grounding, Sun Ra.
Okay, I'll make this a short grounding, but I'd like everyone to just be where they are, but open your eyes softly. Open your eyes softly. Okay, and just feel the star energy. So I'm seeing these kind of as strands of energy that are kind of spiraling down through us. And if you feel something else, that's fine. It's coming down through the chakras above the head. It's moving down through the crown, moving down through the third eye, down through the throat. Good. It's moving down through the higher heart and the heart. Yeah, these nice star strands of spiraling energy down the spine. Down the spine, good. Down to the solar plexus and the middle back, down your arms and hands into the fingertips, into the earth. Yeah, and then moving down through the hara, which is that energy battery, also moves this, grounds this energy through the meridians. And then down to the sacred chalice of the divine feminine and into the ovaries. Good. Down the lower back, and then all the way down to the tailbone and down through the roots. So we're bringing this anchoring through our root center, this beautiful, star, safe, empowered energy through our survival and joy through the root. And then running down our legs and our bones. You can move your body and your legs. Down through the ankles and the feet. Good. And then out the soles of your feet in these chakras to the earth star. And through the earth star, just feel it going into the earth. Through the layers of the earth, deeper and deeper and deeper into the light core of the earth. How is that? That feels a little better to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, when we're wandering around in the stars, we need to come back into the body. And all those multidimensional energies then, and all the ancestral energies, from the stars to us, they need to all be grounded through us so that we are walking and talking and being in our body with empowerment, with certainty, with spiritual confidence and love and fun and lightness. And if you feel giddy, that's okay too, but feel that giddiness through your feet.
Yes, please. Wow. Well, it's always illuminating when you're here. And thank you for the explosions of light. Thank you for the activations, the encodements. Beautiful. Liberating. I keep going back to that phrase. It just really liberating our lineage from the pain. And then activating these breakthroughs, these new pathways of joy and empowerment and grace and ease and flow and fun. Star strands, activated.
Yeah. And that feeling of
wow, I'm here now fully. I'm here more fully from all that I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, my dear, thank you for being here with me and all of us. Any final message before we say goodbye?
Well, yeah, I want to say thank you to you, Carrie, and I want to say thank you to everyone out there, because you know what? You have not just helped yourself today, and you have not just helped your own lineage. You have helped all women on the planet, and thus helped all people on the planet, and thus helped all the kingdoms on the planet, helped the Earth, and this expanded so far into the cosmos. We have helped and assisted the cosmos. This was a great service, and so I am in deep gratitude for each and every person here and that will listen later. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sun Ra. And to all of you listening, thank you for the gift of your fluid, mystical, magical selves. Thank you for allowing yourself to be fluid, mystical, and magical. We are so grateful for your presence today. Notice what stood out for you, what's different, what shifted for you, what ignited in you, and open to receive the benefits of all that's been ignited here today. Remember that awareness is what allows for alchemy, and you are a creator, you're a choice maker, you're a multi-dimensional master of light, and I hope you feel more of that today. And please remember to consider the wonderful opportunities to expand on this journey with Sun Ra and her special offers. You can review them at straighttalkforthesoul.com in our marketplace. And remember that you are brilliant, you are resilient, you are dearly, dearly loved, and you're certainly not alone. So thank you for being with us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time, everybody. Bye-bye.